Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we'll be talking about a wonderful event, a health and wellness event. It's a workshop happening at Kala. Our beloved Kala in downtown Astoria is offering this workshop. Well, actually, Kathleen Dudley, who is my guest, is offering the workshop. It's from 12 to 2 on Saturday. And this workshop is entitled Woman's Worth, Man's Worth, Overfed Body, Underfed Soul. Kathleen Dudley is a certified reflexologist. She's also an herbalist and does many other things. She is the owner of Seaside Reflexology. She is here in the studio, and we're going to learn more about her journey and about what health and wellness really means. Good morning, Kathleen. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you, Dawn. It's a pleasure.
And I'm excited about this workshop. I've already registered.
Thank you.
So, Kathleen, for our listening audience who is unfamiliar with you, please tell us about your journey, how you came to Seaside, and a little bit about your background, please.
All right. Well, I grew up in the northern area of Alberta, Canada, and journeyed to Washington, where I studied and had a rather conventional career in design and architecture.
Washington, D.C., or state of Washington?
State of Washington.
State of Washington.
And
design and architecture.
Yes.
Okay.
And lo and behold, it led me to a Box Canyon in New Mexico, where I distilled for a couple decades and experienced a spiritual revolution, my own spiritual evolution. And it was during that time that I became aware of the fact that my raison d'etre was well beyond the material plane. And I was seeking and looking for what that all meant. And I became involved with a grassroots process where I spearheaded a campaign across the state of New Mexico. And during that that campaign, we came from a place of self-worth. We came from a place of birthrights, that we knew that we had the right to protect our health, our safety, and that of our children and our children's children, and that we had the right to leave a legacy. And that impacted me deeply. And when I was ready to leave that Box Canyon, I realized I needed to come back to the ocean. And I didn't realize I needed to come to the ocean edge. But that ocean edge happened to be Seaside, Oregon. And so now I am here. And
you've been here for 4 years.
4 years. And I am a reflexologist, opened my practice here. And in the meantime, I became well entrenched in the music venues here as a musician, and delighting in that with fellow musicians all around the area. And I've been doing a lot of writing, which is what brought this workshop into fruition.
Yes, I do want to mention, that's right, that Kathleen is writing a book, and the title of her book is Woman's Worth, Man's Worth, Overfed Body, Underfed Soul. That's a really intriguing title, as the workshop looks intriguing too. But we have some listeners who may not be familiar with reflexology. How did you decide to become a certified reflexologist?
Actually, I became a palm reader. And one day, as I was looking at my palm, I realized that we have lines on the bottom of our feet, and I became intrigued by that concept. And I didn't realize how conventional reflexology actually was, but I became certified in that. And then in the process found out that there is a whole metaphysical aspect to reflexology as well, which intrigued me even further, since palm reading is all metaphysical.
Yes, and you said Carl Jung actually was interested in palmistry.
Yes, he used that, as well as astrology. So he was quite metaphysically focused, which I think is what gave him his incredible insights into the whole archetypical dream analysis, and his wealth of information about our shadow and our light side, and has opened up our capacity, at least for me, to understand myself on those deeper levels.
Did you decide that you wanted, you came from palmistry to, I want to study reflexology, I want to learn, I want to become certified. And was that also the result of a health crisis that you faced in your own life?
Not there. I was just curious. I have a penchant for curiosity, it appears, and I just wanted to know more. It was something that fascinated me, and I've been I've studied and worked in homeopathy for many decades, and as a herbalist and a nutritionist, all of these things dovetail, and it's all holistic. So looking at how the emotions, how the diet, how the healing modalities all dovetail together, it just made sense to look at all of the components. And we live in a society that compartmentalizes most everything. And we are in a health society, a medical system that compartmentalizes. We used to have family doctors. We used to have country doctors. In fact, country doctors used to touch the patient, and they would look at their hands, they would look at their nails, they could tell their health by looking at their hands. Today, we have machines and we have tests, and very frequently, physicians don't even touch their patients. So the idea of actually holding someone's hand and reading that and being able to tell not just their mental and emotional aspects of their life, but to be able to actually tell their health aspects was fascinating to me. And that transferred into the modality of reflexology as well. So I'm able to actually look at the entire health of a person through reflexology by using pressure points like in acupressure, and I can treat the entire body in one session on both feet. It's a very old modality. It goes back to the Egyptian times. You can see hieroglyphics, and you can see them practicing reflexology on one another in these hieroglyphics.
And for listeners who may not know, what is the definition of reflexology? And metaphysics, but let's talk about what is reflexology. What do most people think of as reflexology?
Reflexology is generally considered something where a practitioner works on various parts of the feet. People call it a massage, but that's a very soft and misused description. It's actually a very focused use of pressure points to release alkalized blood into those areas that are constricted in the body. So let's say I'm working on your feet and I understand that you have some kidney and some liver issues. And so I can press on those particular points that are related to the meridians in the body and actually release blood and relieve the stress and displace the acidified fluids that are around that organ so that the alkaline blood will help create some healing. And when we have blood flow to any part of our body that is constricted or in a diseased state, that begins the healing process or helps further a healing process. So I'm able to actually, through reflexology, promote the healing. It can be used for all manners of chronic disease. People have had experiences with inability to walk because their toes have started to curl. And within a matter of six sessions, it can actually change the direction of the toes so that a person can hold their balance and actually walk. It can actually begin to reverse diseases like multiple sclerosis, kidney disease, chronic constipation. I had a workshop on mother-infant reflexology, and a mother came in with her six-month-old daughter who had chronic constipation. And my intention with that was to show her how to do reflexology on her infant, on her foot. And that night, she was able to help the child release the constipation in the colon, and she continued to do that, and the child no longer had constipation. It was one of the most exciting and gratifying experiences that I've ever had, and it will remain probably so for the rest of my life, because to be able to relieve a symptom that is so painful for someone so young is quite exciting.
You're not just a reflexologist, though. I mean, you are an herbalist, you're a nutritionist, and you bring a metaphysical, holistic approach to your practice. So, for listeners who may say, well, what does that mean, metaphysical and holistic? What is your definition, please?
Well, holistic means that one treats the entire body, not just a partial point of it. It's like I think about when going to the dentist and saying, well, how is that going to impact the rest of my health? And the dentist saying, well, I can't say that because I'm just treating your teeth. And Paracelsus talked about the mouth being the center of our health. So every tooth is on a meridian and every meridian is on an organ. So what happens to that tooth is critical to our overall health. And every tooth has its own immune system as well. So when we look at holistic, I look at it as, how does our mouth affect us? How does every part of our organ, our body's organs, impact our overall health, as well as our emotions? And I believe very strongly that in my world of thinking, that if we miss the message on the spiritual level, if we miss it on the emotional level, it will situate itself as a disease on the physical level. And homeopath Carl Whitmont once said that when we have a dream, if we ignore that dream will come back to us as a nightmare. If we ignore that nightmare, it will come back as a physical disease in our body. So there are many different ways of seeing how it situates as disease. It's not anything to be ashamed of. It's just that we are a physical entity and we are here for a spiritual journey, but we have only one mechanism to experience the entire thing. So we get repeated opportunities. We get 2x4s over the head. We get to experience what happens in this lifetime. How aligned are we? And what's our journey? And how many times do we have to realign in order to get through to our spiritual place?
Path. Yes, path. Absolutely. The yes. path. I wonder, though, if the reason, because people are, I think a lot of people are getting sicker with chronic conditions, and a lot of people maybe are so busy and so stressed in this very highly competitive, very fast-moving world that they don't have time to listen to those body messages. That, you know, because I agree with you that and the whole body now, I mean, I think more and more Americans are seeking out, you know, the Chinese practitioners and reflexologists and acupuncturists and naturopaths, and because they're realizing that the body is not just the body. It is body, mind, and spirit all connected, all one thing. And so you have to have almost, you have to be attuned to your body and attuned to the messages that you're hearing, so that before something does become chronic, you can catch it. So is it? Do you think it's just because people are just maybe are? I know Carolyn Mace would say that we're in intuition challenge today.
I think what's happening right now is that we are in overwhelm from environmental assaults. The quality of our food, the depletion of our soils from the NPK farming practices that have been going on for many, many decades. We used to be able to eat and get the nutrients from the food, from the soil. They're not there anymore. They've been depleted. Industrial farming, agriculture has depleted them. We've known we can't get selenium for a very long time. We can't get magnesium. We can't get most of our elements that are necessary. And Linus Pauling said that underlying all disease is an imbalance of those elements that we used to have in our soil. So if we don't have our balance of micronutrients, then we don't stand a chance to not fall into some state of chronic disease. 50% of the population has been diagnosed with some form of chronic disease. 60% are on medication for it. And that is new. That's our generation. That is a and now we have a generation from 30 to 50 that is really struggling with that because they didn't have the benefits of a quality soil. It's been depleted for that long. So it's an environmental assault against us. And today, we must prepare ourselves with knowledge so that we can live a long, healthy, vital life. And that's what I have. That's mostly the message that I have, is that we can do that. It just takes a little bit of education, and that's what this workshop is about. It's about how do we empower ourselves so that we can be the master of our own ship, so that we're not driven by fear, because that's the current focus of our medical system. How can we come from a place of love, of self-love? If we come from a place of self-love, then we are going to recognize our worth, and we are going to create an opportunity for our thriving, and it's our thriving that is going to therefore allow us to access our reason for being in this earth in the first place, which is our spiritual journey. So it's all a cyclical, circular process, and once we recognize that and that we can step outside of the fear-based messages, Bruce Lipton said something very interesting. And he is a stem cell biologist, and his work in epigenetics through Stanford University is very profound. YouTube him. He's remarkable. He said that for the first 7 years of our lives, we are sponges. We are socialized into all the stories and all the messages that, with an unexamined life, drive us for our entire life. We do not even know who we are until we examine our subconscious. When we can start re-inoculating our subconscious with our dreams, with our person, with our reason for being on this earth, then we can truly be free. That's when we can start to make the decisions that create our happiness. And when we're happy, we shed all of our addictions. And our addictions that drive us are part of what our society banks upon us to embrace. We are inculcated with caffeine and alcohol and sugar and grains and all of the things that hit those pleasure centers and create a physical addiction in our body. And when we're physically addicted, it's not an emotional addiction like so many people think. We need to throw out that shame-based concept, but it's a physical addiction in the brain. Our mitochondria speak to our brain. The signals go back and forth, and to step outside of that loop is something that we often don't know how to do. I know how to do that. I'm happy to share that with people. It's very simple, and what I found in my journey, my health crisis, was that once I reached that point of the aha, that here's the foundation of truth, of how we can truly heal. The empowerment that comes from that is absolutely tremendous. It's spectacular. And it's simple. If I can do it, anyone can do it.
Thank you. I know that you did. You said you faced death, and that brought you to this place. And so you have important things to share with people. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. My guest is Kathleen Dudley. She's a certified reflexologist. She's an herbalist and nutritionist, and much more than that. She is presenting a workshop at Kala on Saturday, June 16th, from 12 to 2 p.m., Woman's Worth, Man's Worth, Overfed Body, Underfed Soul. Kathleen has Seaside Reflexology in Seaside. The best way to sign up for this workshop, because you need to register, because it is a limited, there are a limited number of people who can attend this workshop. And the best way to do that is you can either call her, and I'll give you her number and leave it here at the station. You can go on Facebook to Seaside Reflexology, because this is a workshop that could empower you and help change the direction of your health and well-being. Kathleen, what is health and well-being? It's not just the absence of dis-ease. What is the meaning of true health? Because I think a lot of people wrestle with that idea.
You know, I've always been very healthy, and I've always been very physically fit, loved exercise, loved movement. And I found myself accepting bits and pieces of chronic pain. And because I'm now 65, thinking and hearing other people say, well, you're old, kind of accepting that kind of attitude. And that's been a new attitude since I've moved here. It wasn't an attitude I had before. And I thought, well, maybe this is just the new phase in my life as I'm growing older. And then one day I realized after talking to a friend that was not necessarily true. And she had introduced me to a Dr. Eric Berg and a new way of eating, which is a ketogenic diet. And it's a high fat, low protein, non-carb, basically no sugar, a low glycemic diet, tremendously high volumes of vegetables, very much what our ancestors ate. And within 2 weeks of being on this, all of my body pains went away. Every single one.
I have actually heard that. And I know a doctor I respect very much who also recommends this diet, this way of eating. Not diet as such a negative connotation. This way of eating.
It is a way of life. And what I came to understand from reading Dr. Zachary Bush, triple certified MD, Dr. Mercola, Dr. Berg, Dr. Tom O'Brien, and countless other physicians who are all on this same page, is that every single disease, there is chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation underlies all disease in our body, whether it's the heart, whether it's the brain, whether it's the kidney, whether it's colitis, the stomach, whether it's the colon. Every single disease, there is chronic inflammation. So I realized that this pain that I had in my knee or in my hip was chronic inflammation. So how do you get rid of chronic inflammation? So you start to look at all of the foods, all of the behaviors that create inflammation. And it was a great motivator. I loved waking up and moving and not having any pain. I love the fact that when I got up out of a chair, I didn't have to stand for a few seconds and regroup and look around and see if anyone was watching to see if I was looking old. And that's all gone.
It's so hard for people, though, to give up their addiction to caffeine and sugar and all that. I mean, that's really tricky. And I guess there are stages and ways people can do it. But just as you experienced, when you make a shift in your life and you experience suddenly feeling so much better, then that obviously encourages you to want to do it more, of course. And I think in the workshop, because I'm looking at this, at your flyer here, which talks about the fact that people can learn more about, like, what is, like you're talking about, causing muscle pain and brain fog and what leads to this chronic inflammation that leads to illness. And you also talk about discovering the most recent medical breakthroughs impacting the gut's relationship to the brain, and which I think now, when you say every part of your body has a brain, the colon has a brain, people think you're nuts, but that's really what the research is showing.
Well, What we didn't understand was that the gut, 80% of our immune system is in the gut, and that we are less human cell composition than we are bacteria and fungi, and that within each cell is a mitochondria, and the mitochondria is bacteria. And they are the energy centers, and they are the communication centers with the nucleus of the cell. So if we don't feed that mitochondria the proper food, the proper nutrition, its ability to give a healthy signal to the nucleus in that cell is impaired. When that conversation between the mitochondria and the nucleus falters, that's when the nucleus goes, rings the bell and says, there's something wrong here. And it starts bringing in the white blood cells, and it sets up inflammation. When we have chronic inflammation, which is the precursor to all disease, if that chronic inflammation is not curbed, if that's not solved, then we begin to see the autoimmune diseases setting in. We begin to see cancer. we begin to see the neurological deterioration of Alzheimer's and dementia. Those can be reversed.
They can be reversed. Yes, I've just been looking at some studies about that too, and your enthusiasm is really contagious, because what you want to help people do at this workshop is to learn how they can to take charge of their own health and well-being, and things that they can do, which you have yourself through your research, writing this book, dealing with your own health crisis, and which you're going to share with people at this workshop.
Yes, in the workshop, I'm actually going to give a visual. I have photographs of the healing process, and you'll be able to see the actual lesion, and then you will see the disappearance of it over a 6-month period. It's remarkable. At times I look back at it and I go, no, that didn't really happen, but it's a good thing I have the photographs, because otherwise I don't think I would believe it today. Mm-hmm. The mind has a way of erasing what actually happened, and that's an interesting concept in and of itself.
It is indeed,
because it was profound.
Right, and so I think, I mean, people have more power than they realize, and so I think what you're wanting to do is share some of your knowledge about reflexology, about nutrition, about herbs, about metaphysics, to help people, to empower people to take responsibility for their own health. I mean, and they can certainly work in partnership with a health practitioner. You're a health practitioner, and you gave the example of how you were able to help the mother with the baby who had constipation. And so we just have a few minutes left. What other things would you like the listening audience to know?
I would like people to know that this is all about choice. That when we choose, we empower ourselves. And if we don't choose, choice will be made for us. And that's a very disempowering experience. And this is real time. This is our life. We are capable of journeying in a healthy body for a very long time. And the messages that we have been fed aren't wrong.
Well, they're very fear-based, of course. And now we do have super agers. I mean, we do have people who are saying, nah, look, this is what I'm doing. I mean, I love the 106-year-old woman in England who does yoga. Well, sometimes I feel like downward dog, and sometimes it's the cat. Yeah, it's just, I mean, you know, there are some amazing people doing amazing things out there. And it sounds to me like you're one of those people.
Well, thank you. Well, my mother-in-law was 94 when she died. And her best friend, who was my best friend, was 106 and a half. And I celebrated her 100th birthday with her, and she was more limber than I was at that moment in time.
Oh my gosh.
And her brain was so sharp.
Yes.
There's so much we can do. And I really would like people to recognize choice and the freedom that comes with that, and the quality of life when we can truly live with all of our senses peaking, and that's when we can truly embrace our raison d'être.
Yes, and enjoy vibrant health. Kathleen, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Donna.
This has been a terrific show. And so I again want to say that I would go straight to the computer or the phone, and I would register for Kathleen Dudley's workshop at Kala on Saturday, June 16th. It's from 12 to 2. You can go to the Seaside Reflexology Facebook page. You can call Kathleen at Seaside Reflexology. That number is 503-717. Oh my gosh.
5129.
Okay, 5129. For this workshop. And I'm excited. I'm going. Thank you so much, Kathleen. I appreciate having your sparkling energy here today.
Thank you, Donna.
And my gratitude to Joanne Rideout. Thank you, Joanne, for being the engineer this morning.
Thank you.
She is a marvelous person. And we love you, Terry Wilson. Also, thank you so much, local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn, for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. Breath is life. It's so good for your body, your mind, and your spirit. And then with gratitude, focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that don't go well. Focus on the things that are with gratitude, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one, for doing the best you can. Everyone really is, until we learn more. And for being here now in this moment, the only moment that exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.